Welcome to What is Going Om for New Thought from the Edge of Om. Each week on Om Time's flagship radio show, veteran broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgebeer conducts thought-provoking interviews with inspirational authors, artists, musicians, scientists, speakers, and filmmakers who are working at the point where spirituality and science meet consciousness at the very edge of Om. Here is your host, Sandy Sedgebeer.
Hello. Studies show that focused minds can influence physical reality in surprising ways. But while science is just beginning to understand the nature and scope of mind-matter interactions, shamans around the world have known for tens of thousands of years how to enter states of awareness that optimize these reality-bending effects through ritual or ceremony. Sandra Ingerman is a world-renowned teacher who spent more than 35 years teaching shamanism workshops internationally and reversing environmental pollution using spiritual methods. She's helped thousands of people heal from past and present traumas through the classic shamanic healing method of soul retrieval. And she's the award-winning author of 12 books, including Soul Retrieval, Medicine for the Earth, Walking in Light, and her latest work, The Book of Ceremony, Shamanic Wisdom for Invoking the Sacred in Everyday Life. Sandra Ingerman joins me tonight to discuss how we can use the ancient art of ceremony for waking up our intuitive knowing, releasing old wounds, invoking blessings and healing, creating our soul's desires, and dissolving collective negative energies such as hate and fear in the world. And later in the show, she'll also lead us in a live guided ceremony to radiate light to troubled places on the earth and share this ceremony with friends, loved ones, and in local communities. Sandra Ingerman, welcome.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I'm delighted to be here.
Sandra, you started the Book of Ceremony by sharing that you performed your first formal shamanic ceremony in 1982, shortly before you moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico. What first sparked your interest in ceremony and shamanism?
Well, I got involved in shamanism in 1980. I was always a spiritual child. And I had three near-death experiences in my life that opened me up to different dimensions of reality. And I also grew up in the 60s, and we won't go into that, but I did the whole 60s experience. And so I was really searching for how to be a positive change. The world didn't make any sense to me. It just kind of seemed like people didn't treat each other well, and we didn't treat nature well. And, you know, I was pretty aware of what was going on. And I grew up in Brooklyn, where it looked like everybody was suffering, which they were. And so I really followed different spiritual traditions by reading and reading books. But I didn't have anything that gave me a structure, like a practice. You know, I just had information, more information. And when I got introduced to shamanic journeying in 1980, and in shamanic journeying, shamans and shamanic practitioners work with what are called helping compassionate spirits. And I met my helping spirit, and he started answering all these questions for me about my life. And I was like, I finally found my path. I had no path, and I had no roadmap. And so shamanic journeying gave me that. And I'd only heard, there wasn't anything written, you know, back in those days. There were a couple of books on shamanism. But I'd always heard about ceremony and ritual, and my personality loves things like that. But I was terrified to perform a ceremony because I thought there was a right and a wrong way, and if you do a ceremony wrong, you know, your life is over. And so I was too shy to even step forward to even thinking about performing a ceremony. And at the time, somebody called me for a shamanic healing session, and it turned out that she was pretty famous in the Bay Area for leading ceremonies and had written a book. And I said, let's do a trade. You teach me how to perform a ceremony, and I'll teach you shamanic journeying and do the healing work that you would love. And she said, there's no right way to do a ceremony. Just get out and do it. And so that was the door that opened me up to performing ceremonies. And then I love them. I just love them. And I love sharing ceremonies with other people and bringing them into ceremonial work. And right now my passion is trying to help people lead ceremonies, simple ceremonies in their communities where people don't have to have any kind of religious belief or spiritual belief, where you just go in and you use words that are neutral, but you help people in a community together release their pain, release their prayer, their fears, and to pray for each other, for the benefit of each other, and it's beautiful work.
Why is ceremony so important to people in shamanic cultures?
Well, ceremony is a sacred act, and it bridges the sacred into everyday life. And when we perform a ceremony, the beauty of performing a ceremony is that we set an intention, and then we design what we're going to work with. But once we actually step into performing a ceremony, we lift out of our own humanness, out of our rational minds, and we become a divine being ourselves. And through becoming a divine being and performing a ceremony, we actually create a line of connection between the divine in us and the divine without. And so we can set an intention of a prayer, of asking for healing or for a blessing or honoring a transition that somebody's going through. And it's a way where we open up the veils between the ordinary and non-ordinary realms. And we have that opportunity for whatever prayer we put out into the universe, that as long as we surrender the timing of the outcome, we do create a new form in our life. Whatever we ask for, that is answered in reciprocity. And so in shamanic cultures, ceremony was so important because when children were born, they were so honored because a shamanic community is one organism. And so everybody is part of that organism and contributes a gift. It's not like in our culture where we're so isolated and separated. Everybody works together. So when a new baby is born into a shamanic culture, that's a big deal. A being is coming in who's going to contribute gifts for the survival of the community. So a ceremony wants to be done to honor that child that is bringing so much to the community. So shamans perform ceremonies for rites of passages, because every time you make a change in life, you go from childhood to puberty, or you get married, or you give birth, you now have different gifts that you're going to bring into the community, and ceremony to acknowledge that change is important. And death and working with the environment, performing ceremonies to create harmony between humankind and the environment in a shamanic culture. And so in a shamanic culture, people talk to the elements, they talk to everything that was alive all the time, like friends and kin. And so shamans could perform ceremonies and maybe ask that the rains come to feed the crops so that the people might survive. or that the rains be mitigated a bit so much flooding doesn't happen. So ceremonies have always been used to honor a change, but also to create harmony and to ask for blessings about what would help the community and individuals survive.
They also bring community together, don't they? And they create a focus for community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. In my 35 years of leading ceremonies around the world, people bond in ways that I've never seen before. I mean, the bonding that happens. And so in a shamanic community, everything was family. And for me, it's like when we try to build a new landscape or we want to build a new building, a structure in our life, how shamans work with that is I call shamans gardeners of energy. And so they work with the energetic gardening of spirit, and they tend to what they want to build, this new structure, this new landscape, this new dimension of reality. And they prepare the ground, and then they use ceremony to keep building energetic building blocks that will grow into a beautiful form and a physical landscape over time. So I'm talking in metaphor here, but if we want to change the world from a shamanic point of view, we start to create building blocks in the unseen realms, because it's known in every spiritual tradition that everything that forms in the physical starts in the invisible realms first. So you have to build an invisible realm of substance first. And by using the chanting and ceremonies and prayers and ceremony, over time we keep building new energetic blocks that start to take the place of the fabric of reality that's now unraveling. We start to create a beautiful fabric of reality using ceremony.
So what are the most important elements that we would need to create a powerful ceremony?
Well, some of the most important elements are, number one, what's your intention? Intention is so important. You know, what is it that you want out of the ceremony? Again, we have to surrender the outcome and the timing of the outcome because we're working outside of time, but intention is really important. The preparation work for me is the most important. And what I mean by preparation work isn't just finding a place to do your ceremony indoors or outdoors and creating altars and sacred tools and spaces to bring power into the work that you're doing, but it's so important, and this is so true in the West, we bring our rational minds with us into a ceremony. So the most important part of the preparation work for me is having people dance and sing and spend time in silence and meditation and stepping out of their egoic self. So it's their heart, their spirit self, their divine self that's actually stepping into the ceremony, instead of it's our ego of just, I want, I want, I want. So, you know, it's really important to put our rational minds aside, our ordinary day aside, because I watch people just jump from work into performing a ceremony, but you can see there's no power in it. There wasn't that preparation work of how we take the time to dress and to pray and to create altars around us and light beautiful candles and put out flowers. It really makes a very big difference. So I would say that setting intention and preparation work are the most important parts of the ceremony that I see. Once the ceremony starts, it takes on a life of its own if you do the right preparation. and everything is perfect, so you don't have to worry about if it starts raining in the middle of a ceremony or somebody starts crying in the middle of a ceremony, because there's sacred space holding everything, and everything that happens in a ceremony is perfect. And so in shamanic cultures, instead of people going, oh, I think something went wrong in the ceremony, they'll laugh about what happened in a ceremony and say, wasn't that a beautiful ceremony? So they know that once you've done the preparation work and once you start from being your divine self and connecting to the unseen realms and to the divine without, that everything that happens next is absolutely perfect.
Why is it so important to do it at the right time? I mean, we hear if you want to set an intention, you know, for your future, you need to do it in this particular phase of the moon. Why does that make a difference?
Well, you know, for me, I do ceremonies whenever, so I'm a rebel. I don't follow any rules. But I think that what's important to understand is that we're ruled by the cycles of nature. We're just ruled by the cycles of nature. And so when the new moon comes out, all of life, every being, not just you, all of life is starting a new cycle. And so if you want to bless something, what a great time. There's a new cycle starting. Or the full moon. We know the power of the full moon. We know what happens to people and their moods on the full moon. And the full moon has exponential energy. So when a lot of power needs to come into a ceremony, oftentimes we'll do it on a full moon. And then, like, we're moving into the solstice, and we want to honor the changes of cycles, because just like everything in nature is changing in summer, fall, spring, winter and spring, we're changing too, because we're not connected to nature. We are nature. And so when we perform ceremonies on the solstice and equinoxes, what we're doing is we're actually harmonizing with the cycle of nature, that the changes that are happening on the land where you live, and what that does is it puts you in flow with the river of life. So you're starting to live in accordance with the flow that happens at the change of times of the year, instead of going against the river of life, which is what many of us do. It helps us to harmonize with nature's cycles.
Yeah. You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. My guest today is world-renowned shamanic teacher and author Sandra Ingerman, whose latest book, The Book of Ceremony, explains why and how ceremony can help us wake up our intuitive knowing, release old wounds, invoke blessings and healings, and create our soul's desires while dissolving collective negative energies such as hate and fear, which are currently rampant in the world. When we return, Sandra Ingerman will lead us in a live, guided ceremony.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Sandra Ingerman, in the Book of Ceremony, you write about the exponential power of working in a group, saying that when everyone in a group or community works together at the invisible level first, the result can lead to powerful transformational change to create a healthier world. Given the rising levels of violence, fear and destruction occurring in the world today, your offer to harness the collective field of energy that we're creating right now with our listeners is absolutely perfect for a live guided ceremony. So thank you for offering to do that for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, when we perform a ceremony, we step into such an ancient collective because ceremonies have been performed for thousands of years with the support of the Earth, which is 4.6 billion years old, and all the elements, which are so ancient. And so there's so much that we can, we join in to a collective that's been working for tens of thousands of years outside of time, and we step into new frequency and a new vibration of life where we can travel back and forth between the dimensions of the unseen realms. And what happens is we build bridges so healing energies can flood our current collective. And so the ceremony I'd like to lead you on, I actually have switched it a little bit, but we're gonna do two parts of the ceremony. And the first part is where I'm gonna take you to a fire pit in the full moon, and we're going to put a gift into the fire of a prayer that you really wanna see for yourself, all of life, and the planet, and the collective right now. And then we're going to travel into our authentic self, and we're going to start radiating light within and throughout the Earth. And so I'm going to put on my speakerphone, and I'm going to be using rattles to guide you. And you don't have to think. I'm going to guide you all the way. What all you need to do right now is relax, close your eyes, and I'm going to ask you to imagine yourself moving your energy into your heart so that your thinking mind quiets down, because shamans see through their hearts, not through their eyes. And so we're going to go on this journey together. So I'm going to start with some whistling and singing just to help us shift. This is going to be our preparation work before I lead you into the unseen realms. Ayakuna, imagine yourself opening up all your unseen senses, your invisible eyes, your invisible ears. Tap into your feelings. Again, shamans see through their hearts. And imagine yourself standing up from the room that you're journeying in right now and walk to your door and watch as your door starts to turn into a veil, or maybe it's like a fog that separates the ordinary realms where we live in now into the unseen where we're traveling together. And step through the fog or the veil, and you'll notice that you're on a beautiful path in nature. And start to walk the path, taking in all the beauty, absorb the beauty, feel the texture of the earth under your feet. Look around at all the nature beings that have come out out of curiosity to see you. And notice the vivid colors of the plants and the trees all around you. Opening up your invisible sense of smell. Smell the beauty of the fragrance. Listen to the sounds of nature. Taste the air. You're walking forward. You're walking through the path, and you're noticing that you kind of start to smell some smoke, not that far in the distance. And so we travel together up the path, and you'll come to an opening in a forest where there are these amazing guardian spirits waiting to meet you. They're just going to clean your energy a bit so that you don't bring all your thoughts and fears from the day into the ceremony. You might be brushed with a feather or touched on your third eye or crown. Or maybe a guardian spirit cleanses you with some incense or whispers a word of love into your ear. However they cleanse you, they're welcoming you into this ceremony. So step in and notice that there's this beautiful fire burning deep in the forest. And let's start to gather around this fire in a circle. Smell the smoke. Listen to the crackling of the fire. Look around at everybody who's joined together. We all come because we love the earth so much. And look up above to see the full moon shining above us, welcoming us into this beautiful blessing ceremony. And you might notice that there's a shamanic instrument that you can play that's in right by your feet. Or maybe there are two sticks, or there are some rocks that you can rattle together. Let's just join in energetically, knowing that we're building new beautiful building blocks for a new fabric of reality for ourselves and for our descendants and for all of life. And you might find yourself wanting to dance around the fire just a little bit. Or maybe you want to gaze into the fire using the practice of deep listening
to see if the fire has a message for you. And as you either move or gaze into the fire, you'll notice that there are baskets of sticks wrapped with vibrant colors of yarn around each stick. There's baskets around, all around the fire. There's plenty for all of us. And so notice if there's a color of yarn wrapped around a stick, a talisman, a power object that we will use in our blessing tonight. Find that color that's calling to you, the frequency, the vibration that's calling to you. And feel it in your fingers. Feel the stick in your fingers. Feel the warmth of the fire, but the coolness of the nighttime air. And notice how the moon is shining her beautiful light on us. And think of something that you would really love for the earth, for all of nature, for your family or your community, or maybe for yourself. But we want to do our work in honor of the greater collective. So think about a prayer for peace, for harmony, for honor and respect, treating people and nature with kindness and love, and emanating light through our hearts and through our authentic selves. And blow that prayer into the talisman, into the power object. Blow it strong. Unwind it out of you and into that talisman, so that that talisman is so filled with power. And when you feel ready, step up to the fire. The fire is working with us in partnership. The elements are alive and they love us. And notice the wind that might come and kiss your cheek as you do this. The wind is the first living being on the planet. And of course, water is also needed to create a fire. And we give thanks to the waters that are billions of years old. Step up to the fire and gift the fire with your prayer. And watch as the smoke takes your prayer up to the creative powers of the universe, where the creative powers of the universe will make it so. And you'll notice by the fire there's some cedar, lots of bowls of cedar and sacred herbs. Give a little bit to the fire and thanks for working with you in partnership. And when you're done, come back into the circle. And let's all do a little bit of dancing around the fire, where we pray for all the little beings who have no voice, human babies and babies of all species, who want to be treated with love, honor, kindness, and respect. They want food, they want shelter, just like all of us, but they have no voice right now. Let's dance and sing and chant some prayers for all of them, so they may sleep well tonight, knowing that we are caretakers of this great earth. And come back into the circle now. And I'd like to ask you just to reflect on how you're feeling right now. Feeling the warmth of the fire. feeling the power of the earth beneath you. Connect your feet to the earth. Connect your heartbeat to the heartbeat of the 4.6 billion year old earth. And now travel within yourself, who you are beyond your body and your mind is pure divine spiritual light. Experience that light and let it flow into all your cells, bringing healing to your entire body and being right now. And let that light just radiate out throughout the entire earth. Radiate that light to places on the planet that are in trouble or places that you love and want to see protected. And as you do this, let's chant the chant of creation, Om, together. Like a star does in the night sky. Stars don't effort to shine, and they don't say, I'm going to shine just on you or on this part of the earth. They shine their light everywhere. The sun does the same. So tonight, we are shining stars, shining sun, just radiating our light throughout the earth. And we take a moment to hold hands with each other and share that light with each other before we leave. Gazing into each other's eyes, gazing at the fire one last time, feeling the power of the earth beneath us, listening to the song of the wind supporting us. Feeling the power of the moon and the night sky. And we drop hands, knowing this was a perfect, beautiful ceremony for all of life on this earth. And we turn around. We say goodbye for now. We give thanks to the helping spirit that joined us. And we start to walk the path back home, feeling the texture of the earth, taking in the beauty of the fragrances again. Maybe your eyes see colors just a little bit more vividly right now. Listen to the beauty of nature singing to us in honor and respect for our great work. And you come back to the veil that separated you from the ordinary realm. And you say goodbye to the unseen realm just for now. And you step back into your house and you sit down. Feel yourself grounding. Feel deep roots coming out of your feet, connecting you to the earth. Feel your heart beating in complete harmony with that of the earth. And when you feel ready, open up your eyes and be back. And I'll just bless you with some fairy bells to to welcome you back home again.
You're listening to What Is Going On. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with world-renowned shamanic teacher and author Sandra Ingerman about her latest book, The Book of Ceremony, Shamanic Wisdom for Invoking the Sacred in Everyday Life. We'll be back with more from Sandra Ingerman after the break.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Sandra Ingerman, could you give us an example of a ceremony that could be performed for, you know, the basis of a ceremony that we could adapt for many, many different purposes, but maybe something like releasing an old wound or healing toxic energy?
Yeah, so the ceremony that we just did, you can actually do by yourself, but you can also bring it into your community, and you can do it as a guided visualization, as I just did, or you could build a small fire, you know, depending on fire conditions, of course, and you can have sticks present at the fire, and you can ask everybody to blow a pain in to the stick instead of a blessing, and have each person come up to the fire with the whole support of the community, putting a stick into the fire, releasing a pain into the fire, or a prayer for the community into the fire, just like we did. Another classic way to work is with a prayer tree. Prayer tree blessing trees were used all over the world, and a tree that volunteered itself was blessed with offerings of food or sacred herbs. And then you can tie a ribbon or a piece of yarn really loosely, because branches continue to grow, and you can ask for a prayer to be released from a pain, something, or an illness. Or you can ask for a blessing for a good life, a new job, a blessing for the planet, a blessing for your family. So those are two ceremonies that I share a lot. And a lot of people bring really simple fire ceremonies into their communities where everybody comes together and releases something together or prays for something together. And you can only imagine the bonding that happens and how that strengthens the community. But you can also do it for yourself, and you can always do these ceremonies alone too.
A lot of people like to write down their intentions at specific times of power throughout the year. I'm sure that a lot of people will be doing that tomorrow on the solstice. One of the things that made me, you know, my ears prick up when I was reading your book, you talked about dissolving paper, which sounds to me like the most fabulous idea. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, dissolving paper is amazing, and you can get it from sciencebob.com. They sell children's science supplies for school, sciencebob.com. And what happened for me and a lot of the people who I train in ceremonial work is so many places on the planet right now, we can't do fire ceremonies outside because of the fire danger. And so dissolving paper was paper that was created. It's completely ecologically correct. There's no pollutants in it. And so you take your you fill a bowl of water with warm water. It won't work in cold water. You have to use warm water. And you write down whatever intention you want. I was doing it every day for a while when I was dealing with an illness of wanting to be released of this illness. And you put the paper into the water. And as long as it's warm enough, it literally dissolves completely. So your pain dissolves right in front of your eyes, or what you're praying for dissolves right in front of your eyes. And then you go out and gift it to the earth. And again, there's nothing toxic in it. And so it's another form of working, and it's a very feminine form of working. You know, fire ceremonies are dynamic. The fire's burning, and it's chanting and crackling, and the dissolving paper, it's a beautiful ceremony with sitting by a bowl of water and just putting your intention in and watching it disappear and then bringing it outside and feeding it to the earth so that the creative power of the universe can make your intention so.
What a great idea. I'm going to get some of that.
Yes, great. I love it.
Now, back in August 2011, you wrote an article for the Huffington Post on how to create a new vision for the planet. My goodness, if ever there was a time in our history when we need new vision, it is now. So tell us a little bit about how to create that vision.
Well, in shamanic cultures, people would use ceremonies, you know, like what I just led, and I chose a blessing ceremony because of the solstice. I thought, you know, what an amazing, you know, to pray for the whole entire earth on the solstice. This is a powerful time. So I did that intentionally, and that's one way that we start to create a new vision for the earth, is either doing ceremonies alone or coming together to perform them. But also, it's really powerful to use your imagination to sit out in nature when you drink a cup of tea and to engage all your non-ordinary senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling, the world that you do want to be living in. And you step into that world and you see it, feel it, hear it, taste it, smell it as if it's already happening. And you're living in that world right now. You're not watching it like a movie or a TV show. And as we keep doing that work, we keep building up that invisible world of substance that I talked about. And that's necessary to do before we start to see any new fabric of reality, new ways of life move into form, physical form on the planet. So sitting and reflecting and being in nature, drinking tea and really using your imagination to imagine exactly what you want to see for the planet right now.
In the Book of Ceremony, you remind us about the importance of thoughts and words. You talk about expressing and how that is different from, you know, when we're sending energy to someone, that it is important to express our feelings, but it's also important not to be throwing that energy at other people. Thinking about the thoughts that we have during the day, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who sometimes catches myself, you know, thinking a negative thought and has to shake myself out of it. I was surprised and delighted to see that you have developed an app called the Transmutation app, which actually helps us to shift the way we think. Tell us how that came about.
Well, in shamanic cultures, children, as soon as they can take in this information, are taught how to discipline their thoughts, their daydreams, and the words that they use, because words are magic, our thoughts create our reality, our daydreams create our reality. And so I lead a lot of exercises to help people transmute, because as human beings, we came here to experience the whole range of emotions, from bliss and joy to suffering to hate to fear. We came here to experience that, but we want to experience it but then transform it so that we're sending love and light to ourselves, to our loved ones on the planet. And so I created the app for myself and some students where the app goes off. You could have it go off every hour, every 2 hours, and there's bells or a couple of other sounds you can choose. And when you hear that, it's what are you thinking about right now? And then there's a library of beautiful pictures or statements or words that will help bring you back to remembering that what you want to be sending to yourself, to your loved ones, and to all of life on earth is beauty, because there's only oneness. So if you're sending hate to some political leader, let's say, you're actually sending that same hate to yourself, your favorite nature being, your loved ones. And so we have to learn how to experience our emotions and then transform them. And the Transmutation app brings people back to a place of beauty where we remember that what we want to be doing is emanating love and light and radiating light just like the stars in the night sky.
I should imagine that's an app that everybody on the planet should have, and definitely many will want. Is it selling well?
It has sold really well. With all the updates going on, I have to get a designer to help me do some updates with it, because, you know, all the devices are changing so quickly, and so I need to do a little bit of updating. So that's my next project, actually.
Well, I've downloaded the app. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I certainly need it to keep my thoughts on track. Sandra Ingerman, it's been a delight to have this time with you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sandy, and I want to wish you a beautiful solstice and everybody listening a beautiful solstice, and thank you all for the brilliant work that you're doing in behalf of all of life. Blessings.
Thank you. The Book of Ceremony, Shamanic Wisdom for Invoking the Sacred in Everyday Life, is published by Sounds True. For more information about Sandra Ingerman's books, podcasts, audios, and events, and of course her Transmutation app, visit sandraingerman.com. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to being with you at the same time next week. Till then, it's goodbye from me.